The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Like, you know how those people be doing that? Eating the lettuce, like crunching, like... Okay, so go.
That's funny to you. So, listeners, as you already heard, guess who's on the show?
Yes.
Hola.
What it do?
Hola.
Long time no see.
You can't hear yourself, Prince Reggie?
No.
You can't hear yourself? What about now?
A little bit better, yeah. Now I'm 100%.
You 100% what? You still not speaking English?
Never.
Hey, what's up, kid?
I speak Kringlish, bro.
Which one?
Kringlish.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
That's Creole and English.
Alright.
Is that what y'all really say?
Sometimes.
Don't do this again, because every time you say every time you represent for the there's no one that's
so
like,
you know how there was that movie called Spanglish?
Yes.
So like us as Haitians, because we speak Creole, we sometimes speak Kringlish, like when we mix the Creole.
Oh,
and
since the movie came out.
So
yeah,
y'all
we copied that name, yeah.
Oh, so before the movie, y'all didn't have that shit.
Yeah, we always speaked it, but we just never had a name for
spoke
it. No,
not spoke. Just
I don't
spoke.
Speak. I don't.
Speaked
I don't,
it. Spoked it.
I don't have my grammar.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you know, you said bike I had in the garage. You know, I spoke there, right? I don't know. Hey, you don't get to talk. You said speaked and spoked.
Hey, it's part of being French Reggie, man.
That doesn't even feel weird, like coming out of your mouth that way. It just felt comfortable.
Nah, it's past tense. You know, ED means, huh? When you was learning English, that you learned what ED was past tense. So you was like,
no,
speaked it, spoked it.
When you were in school, had they done away with the test of basic skills? Like, we had the Iowa test of basic skills. And that, it was like all the subject verb agreement, stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, nah, because when I came in, I just went straight to class.
When you came in, what?
When I moved to the States.
You, what grade was that?
Sixth grade, yeah. I started middle school.
You know, he was in the inner city. They don't give a fuck about whether these kids
I was in the inner city. We said Iowa test of basic.
No, I was in the inner city.
School.
Yeah, no.
He just shot straight
when
to
I came
top.
To, yeah, I went to school in Malden.
What is that?
That's a city in Massachusetts.
It's Why'd you say Haitian that like we part. Would know that?
My bad. But it's a place in Malden. It's a school in Malden.
Was that a good school?
Yeah, it was a
you
good
You think
school.
You're a good student?
I'm a good student. I'm a good student. Yeah, school was kind of easy for me.
You know, we had, okay.
Not English, was it?
So,
what'd you get in English?
No, you know what's crazy?
You had to take English, right?
Yeah. Like, I even took AP Lit and AP Lang, and I'd had no problems with them. Like, if I sit down, like, and I have to write a paper and shit, yeah.
Oh, so your English was better in writing.
You official with that pen.
Yeah.
So look though.
What if you wrote some shit for the show?
Yeah.
No. You can have the show notes.
I don't want to do show notes. Just, but like, if I have to write like a speech or say something.
No.
Yeah. And I have to write it down.
Next week. That's your homework assignment.
No, okay. I'm just saying.
Next week,
like,
hold on. No, I want him next week to write. What should he write about y'all?
I don't know.
What would be something?
Let's wait till the end of the show to figure it out. I'm sure he'll give us something.
Yeah, we'll figure it out by what we learned. So look though, French Reggie, when I was in school, you know what SPEDs are, right?
No.
Special education, like the people that was like,
yeah, I know those.
Had a full fucking beard in the fifth grade and were superhuman strength. And they got out of school like 30 minutes or an hour before everybody else. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Rode the short bus.
And started afterwards too.
And they started after, yeah. So the thing with them was there was this, what was it called? Like speech, maybe? Some of them had to go to this class called speech. The funny thing was, some of our, I was about to say second class citizens. What am I trying to say? Immigrants that are...
Yeah, they had to take ESOL.
Foreigners.
English is second language.
They had to take ESOL.
Yeah. So they had to go to the same speech as the SPEDs did.
Uh-huh.
Because they're on similar levels of cognition when it comes to English. Did you have to take those classes too?
Nah.
Never. No teacher ever said, French Reggie, what the fuck are you over there talking about?
I never talk. That's the thing. I just never talk. Because remember, like, kids used to make fun of my accent.
So, yeah, really?
Yeah, so I used to just fight them. So I just didn't.
Oh,
like,
you used
sixth
to
grade
fight
year, I was a quiet kid. I just did my homework assignments.
Wait a minute, you used to fight a lot?
What's
your record?
I don't know.
Give me a number.
Better than Smooth.
What's your number?
Can't be. Smooth is like damn
undefeated.
Near
undefeated. He's like Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, Mayweather.
I took my L's. I took a couple of L's.
What's your? Just give me a French estimate.
Probably like 14.7.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Because I got jumped too and shit like that.
You got jumped?
So all seven times you got jumped?
No.
In sixth grade, you got jumped?
That was like eighth grade.
The fuck?
Are there any videos on Worldstar?
Nah.
So you have no proof. I don't believe you.
By what color?
By girls?
Were your assailants?
It was just...
It was a mixed group?
It was eighth grade. No, they were black kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No white kids ever jumped you?
Nah. I never fought a white person.
You ever? You only fought African Americans?
It was usually black or Mexicans.
White people, I'll give you some game. White people don't quit. White people fight until there's no more blood in their body and they can't get up. I'm not joking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're crazy fighters.
And especially if it's like a hillbilly or like a
true southerner.
A true southerner?
Yeah, I went to school in Valdosta, but I met some of those white folks.
What does that mean?
They're not scared of black people.
They're not scared. Fight. And yeah, they'll fight, just like he's saying.
No, I know, but I don't know we can do that whole thing where we classifying all white people that way.
No, not all.
Yeah, there's
the ones in like...
Major city white people are different. Major city white people, they're a little different. You get outside a little bit, they start getting a little crazy. You get out in the sticks, they will eat you.
Yeah. There's so many different types of white people.
Okay, let's talk about it.
There's the.
Why are you breathing so hard, Reggie?
Because I'm thinking about it.
So when you think, you start just.
I take a deep breath.
That's meditation. He's
yeah. Okay. That's part of what his speech therapist.
It was similar to whatever he was doing on that show last week. But
oh no, that was a nightmare. Awful. We're gonna talk about that.
That was Black Roxanne.
We'll talk about that.
Okay, keep going.
Tell us about these white people.
That hoe was lit.
So there's the Republican figure white dude, like. Navy blue suit, white shirt, red tie, true conservative, that type of white person. That wife is probably blonde hair, three kids and a dog. The typical
2.5 kids and a dog.
Oh, 2.5 kids and a dog. The typical white,
like a yuppie
picture. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's the New York white folks, right?
The Jewish person?
Yeah, like the Jews.
You're
yeah.
feeding him everything. Like, right. Let him just explain right. himself.
There's the Jews.
Like,
no, New York. There's the Jews. And then there's the artist ones. There's the artist ones.
Yes mode right now.
There's the artist ones.
What does that mean?
The artist ones, they're the ones that are very open-minded.
Skaters?
Skaters are open-minded too, but the artist ones I'm talking about, the ones that are painters, they do fashion.
What about graffiti?
Some of them tend to be gay. All of that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about in that New York
scene. That's a big-ass group of people.
Let him go.
Okay, in that New York scene. The artist white dude. Like, the ones that fuck with
other dudes.
Minorities also. I'm just saying all of them. They're straight.
Those are the ones that listen to Jay-Z.
So
yes. The one that was in the Picasso video. If y'all remember the Picasso video mm-hmm. from Jay-Z, no. Y'all watch it and y'all see those type of white folks.
So we got Republican yuppies, artist gay slash hang with black people, white people.
Open-minded, yeah.
Jewish people.
There may be Jew-ish.
Yeah. There's the ones that act mm-hmm. black, the ones that just grew up with black people like Tommy from Power.
That act black.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Isn't he Spanish?
I don't think so.
Tommy's white.
I literally never watched one episode of Power.
Power is the worst show now.
I've never watched one episode.
The writing is horrible, but the acting. Okay,
is
yeah, I can give you. But the
show. I hope this is the last season.
No, I think they got three more.
No.
Wow.
I will not be watching three more seasons of that bullshit. The first season was just done. Like, at the end of this last season, I'm done.
That's you. A lot of people still watch it.
That's you.
Yeah.
Okay, so who else?
I was saying the ones that like Tommy from Power.
So far, these aren't very distinct differences.
What you mean? So what type of differences are you looking for?
No, if I told you, nigga, it wouldn't make any sense.
Well, he would probably just repeat it.
No, because I think I'm giving...
Yep. Them.
Yeah, I think I'm okay, I'm showing
us,
the differences.
Give us some more. You're doing a great job.
Okay. So there's the ones that act black.
Tommy from Power.
Like Tommy from Power.
But didn't you say that the artists hang with black people?
Yeah, but they don't act black. They're still themselves.
They hang with what black
they're just,
people.
They're just open-minded.
They act like mixed people.
That's not all that's open.
They're liberal.
They tend to be liberal.
They're assholes.
Some of them.
No, their assholes are liberal. You said they might be gay.
Because some of them are still Republican, but they're cool.
Okay,
that's
so we got Jewish people.
Wait a minute, the artists are Republicans too?
I mean, not all of them are Democrats or liberals. I'm not saying all of them are. So, yeah, some of them are still Republicans, but they're not. They're more like John Kasich Republican instead of Mitt Romney.
No idea what you're talking about.
John Kasich do your politics.
I have no fucking idea who that is.
And then there's the true racist white folks. Like the ones from Alabama.
All right, here we go. Okay.
Yeah, the ones, you know.
From Alabama. Alabama's known for them.
Yeah, yeah. Alabama's very known for them.
What about Mississippi?
Roll Tide.
Same thing. And then there's the...
Damn, Alabama, same thing as Mississippi now?
Yeah. Yeah. And then this is the where majority of white people fall into.
Is where?
This is the white people that are really cool, really... They were raised well and shit, but they just don't know anything outside of their culture. So...
They
may seem racist, but it's because of their ignorance, not because they really are.
Okay, so some people would argue that their culture is the culture, and everybody else has like...
It's American culture.
Yeah, like, so you're saying outside of their culture, but like, isn't it kind of like America's their culture? And they're like...
Look, I wish you guys could see his face. Like, it's literally like his brain is like... bleeding out of his ears, like,
his face did the scrunch like three times. It was like,
like, he was just like mind blown just now.
No, I'm processing it. You're saying that,
like, the majority of America, that's why everybody else is minorities, because they're the majority. So when you're saying anything outside their culture, that's not a long shot. That's kind of obvious. It is their culture. And then we come in and we have our sprinkles here or there, you know, the browns, the blacks, the yellows, the reds, whatever. Those are on the periphery, but the culture is kind of theirs. And even though people say they steal people's culture, everybody steals culture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying, as far as like, they don't know anything outside of their culture. They don't really have to.
Okay, I can see what you're saying by that. But
like, if you're in Zimbabwe, whatever the Zimbabweans' culture is, who gives a fuck if it's a Nigerian that lives there? Like, his shit don't mean nothing.
Okay, yeah, but this is what I'm saying about not understanding each other's culture. Like, let's say if kid comes with an afro to work, right?
Were we talking about what? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, right?
Really?
White people don't know what an afro is.
I'm not saying they don't know what it is, but they may feel some type of offense to it. Instead of understanding that's just how her hair is.
You know what's so crazy that you said that?
That's what I'm saying. But they're not trying to be mean to kids, but they just don't understand it. So they be like, I don't know.
Well, I work in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood. And I just found out maybe like a week or so ago that my customers were like harassing one of my tellers that quit, telling him that, like, because he had locks. Always neat, always looked very nice, like dressed very professionally, like never had an issue with his appearance. His locks were never untwisted, looking terrible. But they used to tell him that his hair was unprofessional and that he didn't look professional and I didn't know that they were doing this. Like, one of the other tellers told me that, like, you know, it was wearing on him.
Good job, boss.
But no, like, if they're not doing it in front of me, how would I know? And he never said anything to me.
One-on-one,
he just said
something.
He just said, listen, don't start with me. Like, you're not my fucking boss. So
I kind of am.
You're really not.
Once you hit this door.
But sometimes people are really, like, ignorant to stuff that's going on. Like, what does his hair have to do with his ability to assist you here? Like, I don't understand, but the fact that they were comfortable, and it was several of them that were comfortable expressing it to him, even though he looked professional, I just thought that was interesting that he said that, like, about how people would be offended by an afro or something.
Yeah. So
French Reggie, is anybody ever offended by your hair?
I mean, I always had a low-cut Caesar, now I'm bald.
Caesar?
Yeah, so
you had
a
Caesar cut?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
How often do you shave your head?
Like, probably like every 3 or 4 days. It depends. Mm.
So that's the white people summed up. Or is there another one?
And then there's like the rock star ones, but I can put them.
The heavy metal.
The heavy metal gothic ones, the one that stated themselves. But it's just stated themselves, so you don't
can
really
you put
know.
Goth and heavy metal together.
Until they kill some kids in a school. Then they're, what's funny?
Just because somebody's goth doesn't mean that they're murdered.
Yeah, but have you ever seen a regular white person? It's always
most of them are regular ass looking white people.
Hey, they had some, like, I mean, you can take your pick.
It was really just the first two, the Columbine ones, that were like the gothic kids. And then everybody else was just like some southern white kid.
Southern white kid.
Most of them.
Okay. I mean, Florida is south too.
Was Florida the only place that happened? I thought, what's Sandy Hook? Where is that?
Connecticut.
Just like, don't fucking ask me. Like, I wasn't paying attention in class. Right, like,
right. Yeah, I just, all I know is that that's like one. The rest of them were like closer to
south. Who was the dude who shot all those gay people? What was he?
Vegas?
No, I think he was an essay.
He was like something
or
else,
Indian.
Right?
Or
essay.
He was just another gay dude.
He might have been one of those guys that, you know, like, that own a package store but speak Spanish.
What's that nigga from Saved by the Bell? The light skinned dude.
Mario Lopez.
What is he?
He's like a
Spanish. Lopez. His name is Lopez.
That's like
he
that's
wasn't.
Like, Jenny from the block.
He was 100% Spanish.
This is
excuse
Mario.
Me, excuse me, your dick just got hard.
I'm just saying, like, Slater, everybody knows, like, Slater was Spanish. Like, don't do that.
No, between...
Don't me, do that. That's my childhood. Don't do
me
that.
Me and Jamie Mack didn't. Maybe you and French Reggie did.
You knew that Lisa Turtle, like...
No
you
idea
know,
who that
like,
is. I have no idea who that is.
The girl from Saved by the Bell, the black girl?
No.
Yo, she's yeah. ugly now.
A Lark Voorhees.
She's ugly now. What
yeah,
happened
she
to her?
Horrible. Like her
no,
skin,
she doesn't.
Like she tried to bleach yeah. her skin. I think.
Are you serious?
Social stuff?
It's not looking right. That's
oh,
the picture
wow.
I saw.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Well, whatever that dude was, Slater. That's what the guy in Orlando
Mario
was.
Mario Lopez. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, if you, that's
that
not,
was everybody's like love back in
really?
The day. Like, don't
I thought
trip.
It was Zach Morris.
Who the. The what?
Oh, maybe there was just
nobody was looking at Zach
in Massachusetts.
Morris?
It was Zach Morris.
Yeah, yeah. In Massachusetts, it was Zach Morris.
I guess
if this thing,
no, okay, hey,
we should,
yeah, yeah, for
hey,
real.
We should.
That's
play,
what I used
yeah.
to watch Saved by the Bell.
If who could get French Reggie to rip me, if they say the most times, wins the prize.
I win.
You already won. Yeah,
I think this, I win.
It's really about
what?
Whoever can get French Reggie to repeat something they say the most times. I think I would win already.
Yeah, you're like. What was that, Secretariat? You're out there. You're gone.
But that's not, is that, what's funnier? How Jay Smooth, we used to like program him words and stuff.
Yeah, no, but it's the same thing.
No,
man.
No, no. Jay Smooth was way worse because he'd be in this long speech and we'd just be adding in words that really might not necessarily even go with what he was about to say okay. next, but he still would say that.
This is Jay Smooth 1.5.
You see, he's backwards. Backwards compatible. Backwards compatible Smooth.
Damn, she he's, does look fucked
look,
up.
Look at his face. Look how French Reggie's looking at us. He's like, you motherfuckers.
Like, I feel like he's like checked out. Like, like your energy is so like slow motion.
You know why.
Like,
you already know why.
These niggas is.
Nah, my nigga, don't say
no,
these niggas.
That's
this
why.
Nigga, this
that's
nigga
why.
Sleepy McGee. You know what I mean? Listen, that's not me.
What's the one that makes you,
I'm not repeating.
That makes you down indica. Instead of up?
Indica.
And then sativa makes you feel happy or something?
That's what they say.
Is that how
hyper.
It goes?
It's more hyper. Not.
So was that an indica?
That's what they say.
I don't know about hyper. It
no, I think I'm, I think it's just.
He's just mad because
right
he couldn't,
you can't
he couldn't
finish
come up
a
with
sentence.
A, he couldn't come up with more than five different white groups.
And they were all very similar white people.
And no, well, the racist one was probably.
Like
extreme.
One was like the dad and the son and the like. The grandpa. It's like the same family.
What would the groups just of black people the, be? From a Haitian American, what would the groups of black people be?
Don't do it.
No, just niggas and regular black people.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's uncolorful for people of color.
That's A.
We get it. I mean.
We get it?
You said as a Haitian. I mean, that's how I just. That's my answer.
Yeah, that's how Haitian.
You said as a Haitian, how do I look at the black people?
I
said
I know what
two
I said.
Groups. Yeah.
But again, his record for representing the Haitian community is kind of scary.
Right, but what about Buppies?
What's that?
The same as yuppies, but B is black.
Black young urban, and up and coming or
black
something?
Black urban professionals.
Oh, those people? I mean, they're still like regular black folks, though.
What about drug dealers? Them as niggas?
Yeah, unless they're just trying to change their ways.
White people do sell drugs.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a lot. More than niggas.
They
like,
own pharmaceutical companies.
No, I'm talking about street drugs. I'm not talking about like
prescription, but they got that too.
Well, anyway, somebody told me that, I don't remember any of this shit. Somebody told me we had a party Saturday.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wow.
And the funny thing is that, y'all, we was motherfucking lit up in this bitch. We was kicking it.
Yeah, it was, I had a good time.
Yeah.
Like,
Jimmy,
I can't
remember,
even lie.
I don't remember seeing you that much,
that's
though.
Funny. That's why I had to make sure that.
Did we interact?
A lot, bruh.
For extended periods of time.
Seriously?
No, like legit.
There are large groups of time that I don't remember.
Right. Yeah. I did a lot of reminding Sunday morning, like, babe, don't you remember when? Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Like, yeah. The party was lit. My parents were here. Everybody was here. Lots of friends. Like,
yeah, lots of food.
Not lots of food because.
Well, no,
Snowflake,
not the size.
Snowflake and who else? Who was it? Snowflake?
Everybody. They was killing at food.
I all I got was a hamburger and I threw half of it at you.
You did.
I just noticed that in the video that Duke ate that shit.
Yeah, Duke ate it. So anyway, listeners, I don't know if you know this about our family, but about a year and a half ago, Kit's car messed up And I went out and got her another car. Like, I didn't really even ask her. I just kind of went and got something brand newish with a lot of features. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the leather and the big wheels with the alloy or the, you know, the rims and the nice system and all the cameras on it or whatever, thinking I was stunting on her. And you know what I'm saying? I brought it home and she was surprised. Snowflake was like, how you gonna let this nigga choose a car for you?
Wow.
That's right. I'm telling you.
You are such a little bitch.
I'm telling
you. You know how you tell a nigga something on some pillow talk type? Like, why this girl was tripping talking about like, and like, how you gonna just let somebody choose a car for you?
Anyway,
I didn't trip.
But I thought I was doing my thing, right? So
niggas ain't shit. That's my friend.
So the past, I say, maybe 6 months, I've been trying to get another car. And the particular car was the electric BMW. And, you know, Kit's been telling me, nah, let's just wait. Let's not do it now. Let's save up some. Let's do it. She kept putting me on hold. I was on ice forever, right? So at the party, Jamie Mack comes in and runs some interference. It was really bad, too, because I believed him. I thought he had hit somebody's car.
No, you believed me. And so I don't know if it was really, well, I didn't know if you were calling my acting performance bad.
No, it was good because I really believed you. I thought you fucking really had got so high or drunk or both that you backed into somebody's car.
Right.
And from the way that Kit fucking screamed at the top of her lungs, I thought it was like somebody dead or something. I go outside and Kit has snuck under my nose, this BMW is sitting in the front yard with a big-ass red bow on it.
Like a fucking commercial.
And everybody's outside screaming at the top of their lungs. And, of course, I'm embarrassed. And I lost my hamburger because I threw it at her.
Like it's a winter sale. Like, you know, like...
Oh, right.
You,
Lexus winter to remember.
Right. With a bow on it. Like, it's Christmas time around.
So Amazon has everything.
So she outplayed the player.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing my thing. And my wife...
Yeah, she's stunning on you.
I do need to say, though, that I have an amazing wife. And listeners, I know y'all hear me say this all the time. But I do. I would say the most amazing, but there are other people with wives in the show. They might take offense to it. So I'm just going to say I have an amazing wife.
I'm sensitive that
way. I have an amazing wife. She did her
thing.
Thank
you.
I appreciate that, sweetheart.
It was very challenging because you were really acting really stink that week. No, like the day of the party, like I was yelling at him like, oh my God. Y'all don't even understand how challenging.
We talked about that.
I was trying to come late. She didn't.
Yeah,
she,
right.
Me too.
And he was like, I don't feel like being there at the beginning of the party. Like, I just want to come. I'm like, what time you want to come? He's like, I don't know, like 8:30. I'm like, no. Like, this is your party. Everybody is here to see you. Like, what are you talking about? I just don't feel like being in the house. Like, just acting like a butt. Like, what are you doing?
This is how fucked up I am. I didn't want to be in the house and have to say hello and thank you for saying happy birthday to every single person one at a time.
I feel you on that.
I was like, that's annoying as fuck. Can I just come later when everybody's there? They can say happy birthday one time. We get the shit out the way.
No,
I'll smile,
either.
Pretend like I'm really excited about that. And then we can get on to eating the food or whatever. I don't want it to be about me. She's like, no. She's, yeah.
Fine. And I'm like really going back and forth with him. And he's just like, I am not about to argue with you about this. I'll be home on time. And I'm like, this motherfucker don't even know. I done went out. Snuck bought this whole man a fucking BMW and I'm like all
louder.
This preparation
I
bought him a BMW
yeah.
And he's fucking getting an attitude about not wanting to be at his own party. Like, what?
When she told me what had happened or what was gonna happen like the week before,
uh-huh.
And we, you know, set up the pick and roll on your ass,
right?
I'm like, so what? What the fuck? Yeah, I'm like, where they do that at? Like, how? Okay, my nigga, you do it. Ah, you got it, nigga. Because show up at my door with a car, and I don't know where this girl coming from. Like, I mean,
who you fucking?
You right? You're like, man,
but no. For a BMW, I don't really care who she's fucking.
Whatever.
If that nigga can afford to get me a BMW, appreciate you, bro.
No, I messaged him because I wanted him to create the diversion because I knew that if he said some wild shit happened, you would believe him because he's a wild boy.
Right.
So I'm like, all right.
He's a wild boy.
I'm like, Mac, I need your help. And he's like, all right, hit me up. What's up? So I'm like, listen, I'm buying the car for B. And he like, y'all bougie motherfuckers. Like, and I'm like, listen, I need your help. And he just like, shit, if my wife came out, I'd be like, where the fuck you get money for a car from? I'm like, nigga, focus. Like, I need your help. He's going through all these changes with me on the phone. I'm like, I'm on lunch. I can't do this with you. And he's just like, yeah, bougie motherfuckers. Like, all right, what you need? What you need? I'm like, listen.
I'm like, where they do that at, man? I'm like, you just show up with a undercover. Like, everything, finances is good. We didn't just went to the store. We didn't ate.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine. But here go a new car. Yeah. But, you know, that's because I don't have that type of credit yet. Yet. I'm working
it's
on
coming.
That shit.
Yeah, it's coming.
No. Yeah. My shit is on the fucking...
up and up.
We had somebody in the Slack room, and I don't mean to jump off it, because that was an amazing gift, and the party was amazing, Kit. Everything was amazing. I really appreciate you.
What do you... Are you just saying this? Because I don't know how much you really remember.
I remember nothing. In fact...
That's how you know.
But you got a lot of amazings for nothing.
Well, here's... No, the car part, I remember all that. Everything up to the car part, I remember. But then I was like, fuck it. I just got a new car. I'm about to... I had about probably 10 shots after that.
Right.
And I'd already had a couple.
Yeah.
And I was drinking dark, light, orange, yellow, pink, greening, medium, whatever.
And how fast that bottle of Tito's went.
Oh, yeah.
There was like 4 bottles of Tito's.
I know, but...
There was that one bottle right. When I was pouring people shots. A couple of shots
went on
Jimmy Mac's arm.
That explains it.
Yeah, that's where it all went. I wasn't even trying to get in the shot glass. I was like, nigga, like roll your hands so the liquor gets back in the glass. I wasn't even trying to get it in the glass.
Like, you act like the whole point was to see how much you could get around, but not all the way in.
Why'd you keep your hand there like that?
Listen, man.
Why'd you just grab the bottle?
I faded too, man. Listen, man.
But your boy also had a piece of an edible, too. So I was like, what do you call it, cross-faded?
I mean, I was honestly like, I didn't get so messed up. I just got like in a really nice place.
She got lit.
I was in a nice place.
I wasn't nice.
This man was laying on the floor. Listen, like, gone. AB,
like Ice Cube told me, you had a little old piece of half a little edible.
That's okay. I had 10 or 12 shots too, though.
But when you have no tolerance, you have nothing in your system.
It was some pretty good. What is that? Medicinal grade.
Oh, you knew about the edibles?
Yeah.
Okay, you took one too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. That's funny.
Yeah.
No, but I had fun. Like, my parents, like, even my parents had fun. Like, my mom hit me up the next day, like, me and your father, you know, she had to say it like that, me and your father had such a good time. I'm like, I'm so glad. Like,
Kit got the coolest dad.
I was out there chumming it up.
Yeah, because this is the thing. As soon as I get over here, I'm like, you need some help on the grill? He's like, oh, shit, I just make you drinks. You want to do the grill? I just keep bringing you drinks. And I'm like, oh, all right, you know? And then he had I had brought over some of that mango vodka.
Right.
And he liked that. He's like, oh, this right here. And then
why my pop's voice got to be so dirty like right. that? Like, that's some old dirty old man type shit. Like...
No, but
I'm not good at impression. But then, yeah, we just started, you know, fucking with the grill, and we was out there talking shit. That's like, my goal is to be like Kit's dad in like 15 years.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah.
That's cool. I just wanted to take the time out. I know we spent a lot of time on it, but I just want to take the time out and say thank you again.
You're welcome.
For the world to hear, because that was a dope gift, and I don't know how I'm going to top that ever.
It's a really nice car. You know who else we didn't see at the party? Reggie.
French Reggie, yeah.
I don't think I interacted with you at all at the party.
Did we speak with you? Did you ask him?
Oh, you weren't there.
You didn't come?
We're not good enough for you.
No wonder you're so fucking quiet.
You didn't come to my birthday party?
I'm sorry, it was my roommate's birthday.
What did y'all do?
We had a party at our house.
Was it lit?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
How many people was there?
It was like 30-40 deep.
30-40 deep?
In an apartment?
How many girls?
Oh, I was about to say.
Oh, it was good. It was a good ratio. I don't know, but it was a good ratio.
50-50.
It was about that. Now, there was probably a little bit extra girls because there were some girls by themselves.
Also, it was mostly girls.
Yeah, it was a good ratio.
You hit?
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah, but it was
You lied.
Yeah,
lying.
Yeah.
No, he looked up into the left.
No, I didn't hit the day of the party. I hit the next day.
So, yeah. That's why he didn't sell it, because he knew kind of telling the truth, but not really. Yeah, I mean, you ain't saying.
You should be able to bag somebody at a party at a house.
Really?
Like, with, yeah.
Whoa, really?
Yeah,
that's
a
rule. That's
seriously? That's why I did hit actually the night. Cause she kind of had a little bit more than me, so I didn't want no cases.
Did you just change the story?
You didn't want to get a case.
So she wasn't still drunk the next day?
Next day she was fine.
And so it was,
she came like in the afternoon.
Oh, like in the afternoon. So
she came in the afternoon.
So she met you at the party and was twisted.
No, she didn't meet me. I already knew this girl.
But like, the, well, you
so
saw
if you already
night.
Knew her, how you gonna catch a case?
Because I didn't want to fuck her while she was drunk.
That'd be the best sex, Reggie.
Yeah, but you can't take those cases nowadays.
When I said, "Kid, would you ever pull a case on somebody if they had sex with you while you were drunk?"
No.
You see, nowadays you can't.
Because I was about to say some real wild shit, but I'd be having to catch myself.
Like what? Please.
No.
Please.
People are listening.
Please. What were you about to say?
Not people are listening. My husband's listening.
What were you about to say? For real.
No, I would not. Like being drunk. Like that's some good.
No,
some
high,
good inhibitions,
high sex is better than,
type stuff.
Oh yeah, you'll do anything, right?
For what? If I'm drunk.
If you're drunk, yeah.
No, but I mean, if I'm
DP,
drunk,
but
don't fucking play with me.
Would you do a DP if you're drunk? No. How drunk? How many shots you need for a DP?
Don't play with me. The same amount you need, motherfucker. So anyway, no, but
so
I
like
just 12? Feel like when I like you know how like dudes were saying.
Look, listen.
Wait, you had about.
That's
you
what I'm
had
saying.
A number?
No, I said about 12. Because honestly, I wouldn't have remembered if you had DP'd me.
I was gonna ask you if your ass was sore. You was like, I don't remember.
No,
too
I'm
much.
Not even joking, y'all. And
oh,
I'm
no,
sure
wait
he'll probably be upset. He fell out of the shower.
I did. I fell
you
out
know,
of the
our shower doesn't
that.
Have any walls.
Right.
It's just walking out. Walk out.
Yeah, I fell.
And he just, I was in the bed. Bedroom and I just heard doo-doo and I'm like, what is this? And I go in the bathroom and he laying on the floor like a fucking, like he on a Newport box, like, what's up? And I'm like, the fuck are you doing on the floor?
At least
like,
you didn't hurt.
Naked, wet, shower running. I'm like,
now I remember why I got bro. Drunk.
Oh.
Now I remember why I got drunk. Tell me why. I gotta clap this out. You know, Jay Smooth, they clap it out. Tell me why every time we get some fly shit, my wife got her fucking period.
The night of the party, my nigga. I go upstairs and my period comes on.
Right, you know it only stops a sentence, bro.
One time we had a lavish. I'm talking about I rented a hotel room that was the roof in Miami on the beach. It was the roof. So we had our room and opens up into a patio with all kind of seats and shit and tables, but it was private. It was just us. It was the roof of the fucking hotel. We get there on the way there, period.
Period.
The
like,
fuck, man.
My birthday, period. Christmas, period.
I was trying to
you gotta like, time events with the calendar. Like, man.
I was trying to
how
do.
How can you time Christmas?
No, it was early.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I was about to do a one man DP that night when I got that car, and I couldn't. So I was like, let me just, I might as well get drunk.
Yeah.
My dick ain't no good tonight anyway.
Nah, I was pissed. I was like, when I went upstairs, because I'm like, this drunk ass nigga.
Flow.
I'm about to just rape this boy. Like, I'm going to let him sleep for like an hour, get that edge off, and wake him up like, yo, get your ass up. But.
Domestic violence
would,
is a motherfucker.
You wouldn't remember. Fuck on flow.
But you know, that shit would
have been just wake up. Nah, and you, what you do is you just leave that nigga like Carrie. Just fucking.
I wake up next day, it's like tissue in my beard.
What was that?
Little baby parts
have
in my beard.
Have you seen that movie on Netflix called Sinner?
Who?
Sinner.
Nah.
With that,
Sinner.
With that, yes.
S-I-N-N-E-R.
Yeah.
No.
With that one girl who just kills that dude at the beach and she don't remember. She like blacked out and...
I've seen the preview, I think. I think I watched...
Because I think I wanted to see that. But
yeah, it's got a new season. But yeah, that's what you're going to wake up. You just be like, what happened? And you just be like...
That's why, man. That's why I was incoherent. Because I knew... Dick wasn't no good that night.
All I knew is as long as you was pouring up shots, there's no way I could let you have me saying, nah, I'm good.
But you drove home, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, but after a while.
Your wife can't see at night.
Yeah, she got night blindness. She need to.
Just come up with anything.
She
doesn't because
she
doesn't.
She just don't want to drive. She makes this nigga drive everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
She need one of them tack visors. Have you seen that commercial where you just turn it down and it makes like the fucking night like light up?
You see the one with the shades?
Let a zombie walk out the woods. I bet you she'll drive in. Some real shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
Scared that shit. Yeah, but so, amazing night. Except for the period shit.
Yeah.
Everything else was amazing.
Fuck on
ruined.
Flow.
Ruined. Yeah. Ruined my whole
this
life.
This is the story of my life.
Just have everybody just get hysterectomies.
Like, wow.
Damn.
She's
going to start getting hairy as fuck,
oh,
too.
Oh, guys, you know they have, like, they've tested and got it, like, the male birth control now?
Nope, not taking it.
No, it's a pill.
What's the side effect, though?
No. So they said that this is the first time.
You lose 3 inches. Would you take it?
No.
I'll still be fine.
You can...
Jay Smooth 1.5.
Wow. Did he really just say that?
1.5.
Yeah. Nigga, with 5 inches of dick, you can go home. Like, it does. That's not enough. I'm sorry to let you know. It's just not enough.
I'm good with that.
Thank you, just, and good night.
half
no
as good.
No offense to all the fivers, but it's just not enough.
Five below.
No, nah, that's not what Dr. Ruth said. Dr. Ruth said that, you know, the
these motherfuckers out here flexing, ain't they? All these women out here flexing.
Yeah, yeah, the nurse.
5 inches for real?
Listen, I don't need no 9-incher, but what I won't take is a 5-incher, okay? I need you to get out of my face.
So they got a 5.5.
So you 7 or more?
A 5.5.
I mean,
you got to round that up.
That's going to make me a little uncomfortable.
So yeah, yeah. 7 or more?
I'm not about to be talking about my husband dick size. Oh, basically, like on the French show, Reggie, I'm not you.
He's fishy.
This nigga
reverse engineering and shit. What is that? This social.
This nigga want to get my words.
This motherfucker social engineering and shit.
Yo, chill. I don't need all that now.
You asking too many questions, bro.
So, what's my other phone number on the account?
Yo, anyways.
But, yeah. Yeah. So.
I'm sorry, the birth control.
Nah, we ain't fucking with that. Nah.
It's a pill, right?
It's crazy.
And they said that it doesn't, it's no bad side effects.
We got to wait a year or two of testing.
It's just a year or two.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Of testing.
It drops your testosterone levels.
No.
But
it got to be on the market for like 20 years.
It doesn't negatively impact you.
What?
It does something that it stops it basically stops you from producing sperm. So you still have your semen.
It sounds like it make you grow titties.
No, stops you from producing sperm.
It won't be one hard spot on your body.
If you stop.
Right. Nigga be in the gym doing everything and
then you go back.
Rubbery. Is it like, if you stop, so you have to take it every day?
If you stop, then you go back.
No, that's not going to work. Testosterone is what it requires. I mean, like, they trying to make niggas gay.
Yeah, for real.
Come on, man. Testosterone is the male hormone.
But...
Birth control pills for women does not stop your estrogen.
Man, they got these crazy.
Yeah, but it'd be fucking you up.
But it don't stop your estrogen.
But it makes you fat.
But you're still a woman.
But you fat now.
I like fat bitches sometimes.
Sometimes, but not when your wife is fat all the time. What? Like, it's all right to feel a little juiciness every once in a while, but when your bitch is just fat.
Can I get two fat bitches?
It's not exciting no more.
Can I get two fat bitches, though?
For what?
I mean, instead of one. If, like you say, if I get two of them,
Wait, I'm sorry. Did Reddy just say that he would take a pill that would shrink his dick 3 inches?
Yes,
like,
I'll still be fine. That's all I said. I didn't say I'll take it. I just said I'll still be fine.
In Koreatown.
Yeah, that's what you saying when that. You know. That's
I thought he said I'll still be five.
No.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought he said. Nah. That's why I said 5 inches is not enough.
Oh, no, he said fine.
I said fine.
Get your English together. What's wrong with your throat, nigga? Like, I'm sitting right across from you and I can't understand you.
Nothing new. Our listeners write in and I would say, I don't read it all for you because I think it's embarrassing that you have speech issues. But we have people that write in about they don't understand some of the words. And could I put subtitles on the video?
Could anybody else, like, if you heard, if you're in the Slack room and you heard... I'll still be five. Can somebody please just like give me a thumbs up? Like I heard that too.
I heard fine.
Yeah, I heard said five.
Fine. I said fine.
Maybe I'm just being a perv. It's possible. I have wine. It's fine.
I have wine. it's fucking contagious.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. You were saying?
No, I was. I don't even know what I was saying, but I was. You fucking talking French Reggie. Talking about his shit.
Nigga, that weed must be good.
No, I'm just saying. This nigga talking about his fucking shit and whatnot.
What? He's still not making sense, man.
Well, he's just saying.
He's talking about his shit. What shit?
Talking about
his fiber.
Oh, the five below?
Shit.
His five below. Yeah.
All right.
But hey, let me ask you.
Seven or more.
There's been a lot of shit going on lately that made me think of this. I want to know, it's like, how long should a person's past stay with them?
Ever.
What do you mean?
Depends
ever?
On
you
what
mean
it
forever?
Is.
Forever?
Ever, ever.
It depends on what it is. Everything has like a statute of limitations, I think.
Oh, come on, right?
Got I mean, to.
If Bukkake, do you ever outlive Bukkake?
Yeah.
Kid, no.
Yeah. Yes.
Jimmy Mac, you saw a video.
If you were in a group, if you grew up in a group home and you were, you know, just a little different and you let it, some high school boys bukkake you when you were a freshman.
Right.
And
what's that?
Jimmy Mac.
Wait,
bukkake.
Yo, stop playing with me, Reggie.
I don't know what that is. I'm for real.
You don't know what bukkake is?
I never heard of that term.
Google it.
What site you be on when you get your adult?
I feel like that just would eventually pop up randomly
if you go to ever with the categories, like, it's like one of the first ones you see. It's like
boobs,
anal.
Booty, bukkake. Like, it's like right there. Like, what the fuck, bro? Come on, Reggie.
But look, there's AMAC. I introduce you to my wife, right? I'm like, hey, this is my wife, Kit. You're like, oh, shit, that's the girl from the Bukkake video. You're never letting me.
No,
you're
she, never, she, that's, she that's never going to be grade. Okay. Huh? She was in the ninth grade when
that's
it happened.
That's never going to be okay.
You know how much semen.
How many people is it?
20 or more.
Whoa.
I didn't even know they had a number to it because that's a lot.
Oh, those Korean ones, the Japanese ones or whatever?
Okay, yeah, that's
like
different.
It's like a gun show room full of fucking Korean dudes and one chick.
I can't watch that.
Have you ever been to a gun show?
That bitch is like a Korean Krispy Kreme.
That's what I'm saying. You're telling me that you're letting my wife live that down? No. I don't give a fuck what grade it was.
But at some point, I won't even be able to see your face.
It could have been in preschool, nigga. You're not letting me my wife live that down.
Okay, Bukkake is a little stretch, okay?
But
it depends on the circumstances, I feel like, where you can be forgiven for it.
Stretch like a DP?
For most things, he really
I see what it is, but that's not the term on you.
What's
the term you knew for that?
Like gangs, like something like gangs.
No, it's
gangs.
All about gang, the bang, it's all bang, about the nuts. Bang.
That is not
a Bukkake. You don't have to get sex from all those people. Everybody can jack off around you. They just all nut on you.
Well, the only time I see that is when I'm looking at the gangbang category.
Then they got squirt Bukkake.
You watch gangbang videos? What kind of weird shit you into?
I don't be watching it. I'm just saying.
Don't backpedal.
I seen it.
I see the same energy for
all that shit. Ready?
I seen it, but I don't be watching it.
I do. I did. I mean, I did
for fun.
Why?
For fun to jack off to. Prince Reggie. I don't do anything porn for fun. What the fuck are you talking
for
about?
Fun?
What? Prince Reggie.
Man, you know what'd be really fun right now?
What else? I mean, but what other reason if not for fun? Was he just researching? What, I mean, what's he doing?
So, Prince Reggie, you don't like the violent ones, like where they like throat fucking a girl?
I like that, but I don't like the gangbang one.
What's the difference?
I just don't.
You're
like
telling me degrading throat hitting the back of a bitch's uvula is
making
not,
all that slimy goop.
My problem is throw up like
the ones they throw up around his dick. Like,
yeah. But it don't even be throw up. It just be that real thick mucus.
I saw this white bitch. She's like yellow and chunky.
And he made
her keep sucking his dick.
Oh yeah, she stopped.
I seen a nigga. She threw up. He slapped her and then put her face in it and made her lick it up off the floor.
Mm. No, you didn't.
I promise.
You make that shit up.
I'd be on some porn shit.
You're.
I put it on French Reggie's hairline.
He saw it and probably bust right there as soon as she slurped it up.
Honestly, I've never nutted to that kind of violent shit, but I will watch it. It does excite
me
sometimes. It's exciting to see a bitch get the shit smacked at her.
Only violent thing I think I've ever watched is like that little weird electricity shit.
No, I've come behind you on a computer. I've come behind
you. Stop with the bullshit.
I came behind you on the computer one time. Listen to this.
And what?
It was in that genre, but it was like this bitch was tied up, so she couldn't move her legs or her arms and her neck. Her head was like, this motherfucker was like putting this vibrator on her to the point where she was like saying other like speaking in tongues. You know what I'm talking about? Do you remember watching that?
No.
Yes, you do.
But what's wrong with that?
No, she was like, the whole time her asshole and pussy are pushing out, so I know she's coming, but she's saying shit like, hey,
about to turn inside out.
The bitch eyes was fucked up. And I'm like, does Kit get off on this? It was wild. It was a wild shit.
That might have just been the next shit to play after. After my video,
she had autoplay on.
I clicked on history because you know. here's the fucked up part about it. I always used to try to catch her.
You gotta clear it.
No. I used to try to catch her, but guess what? She always had the private browser shit on. But this time, I guess she didn't have the private browser shit on. This motherfucker
lazy.
That just means
when she finally.
When
he finally took the vibrator off her and he stopped, the bitch passed the fuck out and it wasn't a joke. She was gone. Smelling salt gone. I was like, what the fuck is my wife into? I need to try some DP or some
shit. I don't even remember that. Yo, if you say DP one more time during this episode, I swear to God.
I might need to try some DP.
We not doing that.
DP,
like,
can you with me?
So you mean like two people or you just mean like a dick and a butt plug?
That's two dicks. A dick's rubbing on dicks.
Oh, you a fag. If you want to get your dick rubbed by another nigga, you gay. End of discussion.
No, we said that before. French Reggie said he's open.
Look, French Reggie just, his eyes got sad when I said you gay.
He said he's open to it. He didn't say you do it. But he said it. He's a
I never said that.
No, hold on.
I never said that. I just didn't know that it was in the same hole. I thought one was in the anal and one was in the pussy. I never thought they were actually
I'm sorry, in the anal.
Anus.
Anus.
And
yeah. No, but look though. And you, then, French Reggie.
I never said I'm open to it.
Same
but I never said I'm open
you
to it.
You said you're open to anything. You said you're. You said
I didn't say. I'm pretty sure I said I'm open to anything.
You did.
Yeah. And you also said that bidet made you.
Yeah. The bidet's legit.
That bidet. Made you gay.
No, it made it understand.
He can totally
the
get,
plight of gay
he
people.
Gets, yes. No, he gets it now.
I like, get butt play.
He gets it, yeah.
So, Reggie, you said you eat booty on the third date.
You did say
so
that.
So, you be letting girls eat your booty on the third date?
Girls don't really just be eating booties like that, though.
Well, huh? I mean, niggas, I didn't think niggas ate booty just like that, but apparently they do. Like,
I thought that the crowd would hang together, like it would be a booty.
Right, like,
you know how you was telling me that it's more relationships? That's when girls are really eating the booty, when it's like a relationship.
When it's your boyfriend?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you say third date, you know.
Third fuck, yeah.
Why do you keep trying to change it, man?
I never said date, I said fuck. I said
you
third
said
fuck.
Third time you guys hang out.
Yeah. Third time you guys meet again to fuck.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Well, that's
that's
nigga.
That's so early.
It happens. Listen.
But I'm saying, but that third time doesn't mean it's your third time actually fucking her. That's what I'm saying.
French Reggie, here's the thing, right? Once you fuck a girl, you're telling me you're going to wait 3 weeks to fuck her again, and you've seen her many times. And
no.
Once you break that seal, that's your pussy. That's why I look at it.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
I never said I'm going to wait 3 weeks. This is what I'm saying. Let's say you meet a girl, right? You fuck her. You fuck her for multiple rounds that one night, right?
Multiple rounds?
Yeah. Okay. Right?
So
you fucked her more than once that night.
You eat her butt that night?
No. This is why I said by third fuck.
You said multiple fucks, and now you're saying the third fuck.
And then what did I say? I said by third fuck, I'm saying is when you meet for a third time to fuck.
What did I say?
That's not really, okay.
So wait, not third fuck, third time?
Third appointment.
Not third.
Thank you. Third appointment.
Third is what comes out when you're not eating it.
He was saying it right. I thought I just heard that
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, third appointment.
Appointment? Are these escorts?
That's, no, I get a point.
He get a point for that. He said that.
Dang. Okay. Game on, Jamie Mack. It's lit. All right. So the third time that you do it, that's when you eat the butt. Or that's when she's eligible to get the booty.
Third appointment.
Yeah.
So what if you open her purse and all she got in there is like hot Cheetos and like shit like that? You still eating the butt?
In condoms. Not.
Or like it's certain things why? That'll make you like not want to do it.
Did you say no?
Because her booty's spicy.
That. And also too, remember when we was talking about the ash eating ass?
Whoa. Okay, stand by. So from you and Kit, we need to ask y'all some questions. So there's no shit on the ass when you're eating it, right?
No.
What the fuck does it matter what she ate then?
It was just a joke.
But you don't want... You don't want that to be the last thing she should
have.
Wait,
let me. I need a judge's ruling. Is that a point for Kit?
Why?
Because
he said that. No, that's not a point. That's not a point.
Okay,
but she didn't
I'm
say.
But
she didn't say residue.
It's a residue.
But she's like, yeah. Well, you ate. He's like, yeah. Not that way.
No, that's not a point.
He don't want the spicy because the tip of his tongue gonna be feeling.
Remember when we was talking about that? Me and Jay Smith were saying that when we decide to eat the ass, I always say you got to give a 12 hours was the last time you shitted.
Why you don't just make the bitch take a shower?
Usually that's what happens. She takes a shower.
Usually.
How do you get them to sign off on a 12-hour thing? Like
usually.
How do you ask somebody, when was the last time you took a shit to get them in the mood?
You hang out with them majority.
For 12 hours?
No, but like you just know. That's just my joke. 12 hours.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
You never know.
It's not true, y'all.
But the rule is, hopefully she shitted 12 hours ago.
All right, so what if a girl comes to your house?
But if she,
take a shower and everything? No, the Instagram bitch, right?
What's her name? Cicely?
Sierra.
Uh-huh.
Sierra.
Come to your house, right?
Yeah.
Or my daughter's friend that I was just showing.
Wait,
sidebar.
Yeah.
I show him a picture of one of my daughter's friends, this African girl. She's like a model or whatever. Body is banging. She's a beautiful chocolate girl.
Yeah.
And so I go to one of the pictures where the butt cheeks is out, and Reggie's knee literally like went like, ooh, like gave out a little bit.
Did it start
bit.
With a B?
C. I was like, what the fuck? Like his knee literally went down, and I'm like, yo, these young niggas is weak as fuck, bro. Like he was really looking at the booty about to get weak.
Yeah,
like,
that's why he met the Instagram model.
Right. So anyway,
I like fat asses.
The girl, let's say y'all go out to dinner, everything good. She like, yo, Reggie, I'm feeling you. Let's go back to your spot. Like, what's up? And you're like, all right, let's do it. She like, yeah, but when I get there, like, I'm gonna tear your ass up. I'm telling you right now. You like, ooh, yes, baby, let's do it. You get there. She like, hold on, baby. I'll be right back. Go to the bathroom. Blow your shit up. Just big ass dump.
Mm-hmm.
And then come out like, let's get it cracking. What she gonna do?
She not getting her ass ate.
She said, "I need you to eat this ass like."
What if she took a shower though?
What if she say that's what's gonna get me off? You eat this ass like a champ.
I trust my dick and it's yours.
Nah,
no. She said, "Eat the ass."
She don't want that. 3+3.
Okay, so she take a shower right then. That's good enough.
She takes a shower right then.
Yeah, she take a shower right then. That's good enough.
Baby wipes.
Nah, nigga. What do you need baby wipes if you took a shower?
If she take a shower,
what if she
wash
it with her hand?
My whole thing was, what about if she just come out straight baby wipes? Like if she she just hit it with the baby wipes.
Nah, she had to take a shower.
What's the
shower?
Hold on, listen.
Okay, the shower's not going to get up in there as far as a baby wipe would.
Yeah, but she's using a cloth,
why?
Right?
I don't know. This nigga.
When you're taking a shower, you use cloth, right?
Okay, so you're saying she's going to take a shower, use a cloth, same thing as a baby wipe, with more water.
Yeah, I guess.
And then you're good.
Her? Yeah, I'll do it if it's her.
Why?
Because that ass. Like, that's
that
an
means
experience.
That's like an even more like.
That's not 12
even
hours.
Even more of a doodle butt.
It's like 12 minutes.
What does Renee say? A doodle mama?
if we fucking, and I'm getting it on,
so the first
I might
night,
sit down and just eat that ass.
The first night you're going to eat her butt.
I'm just keeping it real. Like, if we getting it on, and I'm feeling it.
What's the appeal of eating the booty? I don't understand. Like, why niggas
want to
eat booty?
I mean, you see me, I kind of like eating booty when I'm eating pussy. So, like, I'm eating the pussy and I slide down a little bit, just give it a little shake.
That's cross-contaminating.
Thank you, grown men. Hold on. I just want to say, I appreciate both of you grown men for acknowledging the fact that those two things don't mix together.
You don't pull it out of one and put it in the other and back and forth, do you?
No, so when I'm done eating the pussy, I go in, eat the ass, and
lies.
Then I fuck.
Yeah,
lies.
You lied. You just lied.
And then sometimes I go back and lick the clit just to make
her
come.
You just lied just then.
How?
Wait a minute. What? Okay.
If she didn't get off, yeah.
Tell me about all the pieces of the pussy that you're eating, because you said you only deal with the clit once you get done.
I said, if I go back up.
No, I can understand. So at first when you're on the pussy, what are you doing on the pussy?
I'm licking the clit.
And what else?
Sometimes I fuck around with the body. Yo. I'm licking the clit.
You see his face? He's moving his head around in circles.
Right,
like,
you guys.
Bro, when I'm in it, man, I'm in it, bro.
This
like,
should have been live.
When I'm in it, I'm in it. It's like I black out and I just go.
Okay,
Mr.
Blackout. So you probably don't remember the last time you ate some ass.
I remember.
You blacked out.
When we fucking
don't say that.
I'm just
that's his own party
girl. Did you eat her ass?
No.
I shared a blunt with her.
But you said you already knew her.
Yeah, I just didn't eat her ass.
You also said you didn't fuck the first night, and then you said you did. But that just
it was she wasn't fine enough.
I just didn't eat her ass. We just fucked. Like I just
so you telling
ass.
Me that it was like was it just about comfort?
Was it even any good?
It was good. I just didn't eat her ass. It was just we had
I'm
sex.
Saying, is it a comfort thing?
Did you eat her pussy?
Yeah.
So that's not always your go to pussy move, eating move.
No,
you
no,
don't always
no,
cross
no, no.
the
so
down.
So you eat every girl that you fuck, you eat their pussy?
No.
First night?
Nah,
mostly.
Girl.
Come on, man.
What's your percentage of eating pussy to
fuck?
Oh,
like 90.
That wasn't even your girl.
Dirty ass nigga.
I like eating pussy, man. Like I feel like it's part of it. Like
you don't have to be comfortable with somebody to eat their pussy?
I just gotta
keep
know she's
real,
a clean person, yeah.
What does that mean?
As long as
like, cause most girls I fuck, I kinda know them. Cause I kinda like either went to school with them or some shit like that. I've kinda got to know them.
Did you use a condom?
Yeah, I always use condoms, man. I can't take that risk.
You use a dental dam?
I use Trojan.
No, okay, what? you can take what risk? Like, which for what?
Fucking why?
Cause what reason? Cause a baby?
Yeah, I told you I don't play with that shit, bro.
Just a baby, that's it.
I mean, you know, that's the STD risk. But if I'm eating a pussy, I'm already putting myself in that.
That's
position.
Why I said you use a dental dam.
Oh no,
not a Trojan.
Trojan. So, are you aware of the fact that HPV is rampant in your age group?
I don't believe that shit.
Eating the pussy is leading to throat cancer in young men.
Don't believe that shit.
I mean,
sure.
I get tested if that's what you want to know. I do
mean,
get
HPV
tested.
Testing is an after effect.
I do get tested.
When they test you, they're sticking shit in you just so you know.
When they test you, it's because you've already gotten the shit. Do you realize that, right? Tests aren't preventative. You do understand that.
I go get tested.
No, but you understand that a test is not preventative.
Yeah, I know.
So, who gives a fuck if you go get tested if you're still eating another pussy and another pussy and another pussy?
Oh yeah, but I'm just saying I make sure I'm keeping up with my health. Like I know that I'm okay before I just keep fucking around and keep fucking around and keep fucking around.
Well, that's nice of you.
Like after I went on my rampage, I went and got tested.
So once you get it, you're not gonna.
But I thought
she
was using condoms every time.
But I still went and got tested. I still be eating pussy and shit.
Yeah.
Just trying to be responsible.
So you're in the 40s by now, then, huh?
No.
Where you at?
Because I was at 32.
36, I thought you said.
No, I said 32. You can go back and rewind.
Jimmy Mac.
You can go back and
you
rewind.
You vouching for him? I thought he said 36.
I think he said.
32. I think you said 32.
Yeah.
Still way too many.
Still a lot, Reggie.
No, nigga.
That's still a lot.
Y'all created a whole year making fun of me because I was...
That was hilarious.
20, and now what?
Look how bendable you are. You have to see how bendable you were in that.
20. You almost did another 20, my nigga.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but that's nasty.
Yeah, you nasty.
And you've been eating dirty. Ass and
you
and
eating
pussy.
Ass and pussy.
So,
pussy.
No, you never answered. When was the last time you ate ass?
He's thinking about the lie.
I'm just trying to think of the day.
Like this week?
It was roundabout.
I know it was a Wednesday. It was like a few months ago.
Oh, so what day was you trying to remember then?
I was trying to think
with your girlfriend?
Like a Wednesday or something? Or?
Yeah, it was with that girl. Yeah, that girl I was kind of like exclusive with.
I'm sorry, so she wasn't your girlfriend?
Dang, wait a minute. Does that count?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Does what count?
When you're like, was it with that girl? He's like, yeah, it was with that girl.
Okay. It's got to be a word. It can't be like the, because he's, I say the, he says the, oh, you got you.
All right, so the girlfriend was the last one, basically.
Yeah, when it comes to eating ass.
But she wasn't your girlfriend, or she was.
Ooh, exclusive. I say that.
When's the last time she been tested?
I don't know.
Do you ask that? Like, when you first, mess with somebody, when was the last time you get tested?
When we serious? Yeah.
Before you fuck, do you ask that?
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Jay Smooth dated a nurse one time, and she, made that nigga show, go get papers and everything.
That's fuck fine. Yeah. I respect that.
She work in the field. She know what it is.
Nah, man. Fuck all that, man. Just take your dick out and put it in. That's all this bullshit, man.
What'd you say?
You said that when she was naming the stats, you said it was all lies.
Yeah, that's all just fear-mongering.
Why you say that? Saying
racism is rampant. This shit ain't no more rampant than it was when...
I wouldn't even venture to say it's less rampant.
I think so too.
I mean, I ain't seen a motherfucker get hit with a hose in a long. I ain't never in my lifetime.
Right. Exactly.
I never
seen them. That's not what they doing. Stop acting dumb before
they,
I get mad.
What about are they?
Because I thought those numbers were real. So I was with Kid.
But Atlanta being the biggest HIV.
Yeah. No, all that shit.
I'm not talking about HIV. I'm talking about young people and HPV.
One letter difference.
Something that they could create. Something that they created and gave all the young people, and now niggas is out here getting cancer.
Okay, so all jokes aside,
I know more than one person with HPV, and I don't know that many people.
A fucking ass load of people. No pun intended.
Not enough for me to know multiple people with HPV.
Come on, man.
That are young.
This thing is. This is like a new.
Between both of our deal.
Okay.
You're going for it too?
No, I know.
It's creating a lab.
It's real. Whether you want to believe it or not.
There was no HPV before the 90s.
Well, there was something before they discovered it. And a lot of times.
What do you mean? The Black Plague,
they didn't have that before it happened.
No.
And there was no HIV before there was. It was
HIV. They created that shit too.
Come on, man.
You already know that. You have to know that, right?
Do you think you really think they're just creating them shits?
You don't think it was a monkey?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What's the purpose to create?
To kill black people. Come on.
What's the purpose for pharmaceutical companies to keep getting money?
Of course, is it for population control?
It's
multi-pronged. You have to understand that. It's not just one reason why. Okay, do you believe that they ever gave black people syphilis?
Yes.
Okay,
but if you would have said it to him back in the day and somebody said it, he would be like, show me the receipts. Show me the receipts. This is bullshit. This is not real.
There's proof of the syphilis one.
Yeah, but it wasn't proof until later.
But that was in the 70s, you realize. That was still happening in the 70s.
But what I'm saying is the proof AIDS wasn't was in until the 80s. Later.
It seemed like we would know by now. You can't keep that secret for so long.
Syphilis ain't AIDS, my nigga.
What is the difference?
One's a killer.
Syphilis will kill you.
I mean, yeah. Untreated. After multiple stages.
Right? Huh?
It's treatable, though, right?
Yeah.
It's curable.
I thought all of them were treatable except for the ones that starts with the letter H, which is HPV, HIV. Shit. That's how I learned it in school.
That's what they taught
you? Herpes?
Yeah. They said all of them were curable except for the ones that starts with the letter H.
What about halitosis?
That starts with an A.
Well, it went with the whole HIV AIDS. That's how they said it.
But AIDS is worse.
But AIDS is the killer.
HIV is the virus. Basically, you're
Magic had AIDS. I mean, HIV.
HIV. Yeah, you don't have it no more.
No, I don't think
Magic ever had anything.
So you believe
this conspiracy?
That's not a conspiracy.
That has to be a conspiracy.
That's 100%
a conspiracy.
So what are you talking about?
Only one nigga had to lie. That's not a conspiracy.
No, it has to be.
AIDS campaigns.
It has to be more than one person.
Why?
It has to be.
So they paid him to represent the face of HIV, that it's okay for basketball players to get HIV?
Why would you just sabotage your career in the height?
He did it.
Marriage.
No, that's just
made way more money not playing basketball than he has playing basketball.
But that was going to happen anyway.
Never know that. You just never know. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. What about Eazy-E? But why did he?
They took that out.
Shook Knight and put that shit on.
You believe that too, right?
No.
How niggas believe everything?
I don't know about Shook Knight.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody sent a girl that was infected his way.
Yo, in the video, he said something about I'll stick that nigga with a needle. Come on, man.
Man, I ain't know that. I don't subscribe to any
I think he's just scared right now. You look
so
like,
what happens if Shook Knight admits to it? Will you believe it?
Yes.
He, even though he could be lying?
Yeah.
He'd have to show how it happened. Yes, I need receipts. 2018, I need receipts. I'm tired of all these accusations and shit, allegations.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm tired of people discrediting things that are real because they don't have
all you have to do is understand the way that HIV functions to know that shit was man-made.
Like, how?
It's just how it works. How you can't, it's like you can't kill it without killing yourself and type thing. It's like a weapon.
It's not the only one that's been like that.
Biological warfare type shit.
Yeah.
It's not the only one that's been like, there have been other plagues.
Yeah, there's influenza flu, but that was, I mean,
polio.
Yeah, I mean.
Just killing too many niggas. They had to put that shit on the wraps. But
we got, they figured all that out.
I remember the first time I saw somebody with AIDS. That shit was scary.
Why?
It's just the way he looked. Like.
What did he look like?
Because that was like, it's my cousin. And I saw him.
Hella skinny?
Yeah, but it was like.
Sores and stuff?
He was a swole dude. Like, so last time I saw him, he was like swole. And then next time I saw him, I'm like, he's in the bed like 60
half a
pounds.
Like
yeah.
Weak.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yo, what the hell happened? That's when I started.
Is he still alive?
So wait.
No, he's dead.
You went to the hospital to see him and he was just like real like.
Just
evil?
Frail. Yeah, he was just a body. Yeah,
what if he'd been like, Young Reg, don't eat the booty, man. Whatever you do, don't eat the booty.
He probably did. You don't so remember him saying that like that because he's not supposed to. And that's the funny thing. You were saying like, oh, no, three separate times. That's not better. I mean, it's a little better than like if you saying we fucked three times in one night. I don't even really count that. That's just like fucking, that's just like one night. Three times, that's still like real early in the game to have your ass on her, I mean, your tongue on her ass.
On her butthole.
Yeah. I just know that me and Kit, we're going to have to make sure we get all those tests before our sister wife moves in.
That third day,
sister,
you have.
You still on that?
Yeah. Oh, what a minute. It's gone?
I think it's ramped back up.
Like he kind of paused for a minute on it, right?
Kit, I did pause. Kit hit me with some questions the other day, like, what? Some weird questions.
What'd I say?
Just some.
Come
some,
on.
Congratulations,
some,
my nigga.
Some flirty tranquilo. Questions.
Okay.
Yeah. She asked me some flirty questions.
Yeah.
She says about.
Relax.
So she said, this is what she said. So when we get our sister wife, that's how she started that sentence.
No. I don't remember this conversation.
French Reggie's hairline.
Where's the receipt?
Like, I'm telling you firsthand.
Where's the receipt?
I ain't be honest.
And it's my mouth.
She started her sentence with, so when we get our sister wife, are you going to be this one? I can't remember what it actually asked me what I'm going to be, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to be like that.
Hey,
it's like,
hey,
nigga, you really believe you get a sister wife? But she didn't ask.
I don't remember that.
She tried to play it off like she was just saying that shit, like trying to catch me in something, but you don't start no paragraph with that shit.
I don't remember that.
Hey, but just
I put it on her ovaries.
When it happens.
Nigga, we ain't having no more kids. I don't need these fucking ovaries.
When it happens, see if your sister wife got a sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That don't mean nothing.
No, for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what if we got twin sister wives? You had one of the twins.
That'd be dope.
Why would that be dope? What's dope about that?
Well, it was not.
That's some
it's
exotic
just weird.
Shit. That's exactly
thing about
you don't
it.
Want. A, you don't want a bad twin.
Then I come to Max's house, and that's just we not having no sister wife. He could take both of them.
No. What? I'm not. We're not selfish.
Fuck
like that.
Them. We don't get both the twins.
Yeah, we're not selfish
we need
like
a twin.
That.
Y'all get a twin.
Yes, that's. I mean, that sounds
I don't
fair.
Understand.
But we have to put like some like permanent mark on them, so we
a
so you can know
like,
which one.
Yeah, don't be trying.
We gotta have a different haircut.
No, they need grow hair, weaves and shit. We need some like a brand.
Yeah, like
get some, eat some shit up
fraternity or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand.
So
I don't really get what the point is.
What
do they do that we can't just pay somebody to do? It's what more expensive to just
see. You see the question she asked me? You thought I was lying until just
so,
then,
so
right?
She's,
no, I'm saying,
Reggie,
what do they
now?
Do?
Yeah.
What? What do you mean? So,
because if you find somebody, I'll pay. You know that.
But who the fuck asked that question?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the? I don't get it. So
you just gotta put somebody on payroll, buddy.
No, but I'm saying a minute ago when I said
like an assistant.
When I said that she started a sentence with, "Hey, so when you get your sister wife, whatever, whatever, you see the question she is asked. Yeah. What, why are we gonna do that? And we can just pay somebody. You see this type of shit? I'm
no,
telling
I'm saying
you.
Okay. He's like, oh yeah, let's get a sister wife to cook and to do. I can pay somebody to do that for us. I don't know. What's the point of having another bitch in our bed? Shit.
That's not what you was talking
okay,
about.
Okay, to have somebody else to do what? Like,
you want to pay somebody to be in our bed? You want
to
escort?
I could pay somebody to clean. I could pay somebody to cook.
But I could
pay somebody to fucking
see, that's the thing.
Braid my
she
hair.
She's going to contribute to all that and the household economy. And then you don't
the
have to pay.
The household economy.
Yeah, everything.
She's going to.
It's the whole ecosystem.
We can tie you up and your head and get that vibrator on you. Motherfucker spazzing out.
First of all, that video, I was not watching that video.
You a lie.
Come on. You ain't got to lie,
Craig.
I'm
not ashamed of my porn search category at all.
So you remember that then?
I don't remember that, but I will look at some bondage shit.
Something
for sure.
Like that.
This was extreme.
Some bondage watch that all day.
But this was too much for me. I was like, oh shit. Like, it would make me feel.
But have you ever been watching a video and then something happened and they start dick brutalizing? And you're like, what?
I turn that shit off.
Exactly. But if I came behind you.
Like when they kick the motherfucker in his balls.
Or they smack it with a stick or something. But if I came behind you and clicked on that link, I would be like, yo, what is he watching?
This nigga say, yeah, that shit hurts.
What?
Wait. What?
You got smacked with a stick?
You got your dick smacked with a stick?
Yeah. Fuck your white girls, man.
Do tell.
Tell me the story.
Gotta tell.
So fucking white girls. Did she get kind of stick?
Did she have?
It was
a stick?
Like those, you know, those wooden rulers.
Like a bamboo stick.
You know those
rulers? How long? Like a yard
stick?
It's
just a regular ruler.
Like, oh, just that small one.
The one from class.
That shit got a metal end on
it. It was just the brown ones. Just those brown ones.
Wow.
Yeah. Like literally like the ones from first grade.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Did you eat her ass?
Was she a teacher?
I know you ate her ass.
Yeah, he ate that ass. Yeah, if she thought she could get freaky with the ruler.
Yeah, because we used to get really freaky, us.
Of course.
Yeah.
Us.
We used to get freaky, us.
That was some real Kringlish. All right, so what happened, Reggie? Tell us what happened.
She wanted to dominate. And then that was part of her act, I guess.
Why your shoulders go down when you said dominate?
Because he was not dominant.
He got triggered for a second. You remember how she had him?
Did
you have that ball in your mouth?
It wasn't like that.
Did you have to like call her master?
No. It wasn't like that. She was in control the whole time.
He was her bitch.
But
yeah, she was in control the whole time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I feel like that almost.
That
counts.
Does not.
Yeah, because like when she was riding me, she was saying that like all that. She was really trying to.
She told you.
Yeah.
She told you. She
told this dick ain't shit. Oh, 5-inch motherfucking dick.
She told you. Wait a minute. She told you her bitch.
Girl, she was talking like talking shit. So I had to like come back.
Did she call you a bitch?
Did she call you a nigga?
Nah, she never said the N-word. Ooh. But yeah, she did say bitch. But yeah, she never called me
the N-word. But is that exciting? Like if a white girl calls you an N-word during sex?
I don't know. That never happened. So
I mean, just imagine.
Pussy boy, body boy.
It'll throw me off. It'll probably throw me off. Because I would want to know.
But like, I thought you said white people could say nigger.
Yeah, but it'll still throw me off.
Really?
Can white people say nigger?
If she say nigger.
If she say nigger?
Yeah.
If she's like those, I don't know. I don't know. I gotta know what type of white girl she is. I just gotta know what type of white girl she is.
But
if I know
matter.
She don't be saying nigga
so
like
you'll
that.
So you'll let a white boy
if she don't be saying,
say it, but not a white girl while she riding your dick.
No, check this out. If she don't be saying nigga like that when we're not fucking, like, if that's not part of vocabulary already and she says it, it's gonna throw me off. But if I already heard her say nigga, like, cause she grew up around black folks and shit, it probably won't throw me off.
So she called you a bitch, Reg, and then what?
No, we was fucking. Shit, we're fucking.
It don't matter. Daddy's open. Like, did she stick like a finger in your booty or anything?
Nah,
she didn't. She didn't do no ass. You did all the ass play.
So she dominated you like.
Oh, she licked it.
Yeah,
but she didn't poke it.
Nah.
Not even a little bit.
Nah, she just licked.
You let girls lick your ass?
Yeah, we discussed this already.
How did she dominate you without doing nothing?
She didn't give you like a first knuckle or nothing?
Did you have to lick her boot?
Like when she was...
Did you have to lick her boot? Like her boots? Her was shoe? She like, lick nah, my boots, bitch? Nah.
You know, white people don't have shoes on most of the time either.
Did you see her grab the ruler?
Yeah.
And you just, what
position were y'all in when that happened? How the fuck did that
happen? Well, she was giving me head, and then she got the ruler, and while giving, and then she smacked my dick with the ruler.
How many times she
gets? like a couple times.
Yeah?
Yeah. She like, and each smack was a little bit harder.
You went, ooh, like that?
What'd you the do? Last smack was the one I was like, ooh.
You didn't have to sit
were
down?
You like, ooh. Kunta. Kunta. Do you even know what movie that is?
He has no idea.
No.
Fuck, Reggie.
No, he doesn't.
He
he's
like,
but he's laughing with us, so that's cool.
He's laughing because we're all laughing. He knows whatever it was a good one.
No, because when you said it, I just think of the big nigga from Django, like, and that happening to him.
Yeah, they got that from Roots.
Who's
big nigga in Django?
I never saw Django.
I don't remember. You talking about Jamie Foxx?
No, like, there was a Mandingo in the movie.
David Banner?
He was never in the movie.
I don't know. I never saw it. I just guessed. Oh, no. That was like,
I was like, damn.
Black Snake Moan or something.
No, that's not David
Banner. Yeah,
right? Is he in that?
Yeah, that was David Banner.
I thought that
I
was,
never saw that either.
I don't know.
Wesley. I mean, not Wesley.
Samuel
but,
L,
Samuel,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Jackson. I think he was also in it, though. Maybe. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I don't know where the hell we are.
Yeah.
How we got here.
Hey, listen. Do we got time for the questions?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess. Yeah, let's do them quick.
All right. Real quick.
I'm scared.
What's better than us coming up with questions?
French Reggie pretended he didn't get his ass poked in a dominatrix by a dominatrix.
He let her whack the motherfucker, but not poke it.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe it.
Yeah. All right. So first question. Yeah, nah. She got a pinky in there or something. But anyways, if your spouse was offered a job in an area you knew your level of education and knowledge would not be able to succeed in, would you follow them?
Yes.
Huh? If you're what?
I mean, you have no
what
confidence.
That is not confusing. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Stand by. What did you say?
If your spouse was offered a job in an area you knew with your level of education and knowledge would not be able to succeed in, would you follow them?
Okay, so they're saying area of the country, not area of jobs.
No, they're saying if your wife was a rocket scientist and your dumbass would never be able to be a rocket scientist, would you follow her?
Follow her where?
Wherever that job took her,
to
are
Mars?
You going?
No, yeah. I'm not going to Mars.
Wherever. Like, let's say she got a job working at Tesla and you're dumb and you can't do that. You
nah,
following her?
My woman can't be smarter than me. She got to be smart, but she can't be smarter than me.
So, that's, like, if you move to Silicon Valley and shit, and
that's
you trying to...
That's why we whatever. Work out, kid, because you want one IQ point lower
So we
than
took
me.
This IQ test online and... We both got high scores, but his point was 1 point higher than mine.
What that mean,
and this
J-Man?
Nigga will never, ever, ever let me live
J-Man,
this down.
What that mean?
One point.
How many points do it take to win a championship?
One. Hey, I just want to know, Kit, what's that microphone called on the...
Parabolic, bitch.
She'll never forget that now. I gave it too much hell.
Listen, I knew the answer.
I didn't. I had no fucking clue. I watched the shit on TV.
But you see how I made her feel bad? Like, everybody knows that he watches football. Yeah, that was the first pillow talk, y'all. If you don't know, go into the Rare Sonics app, or I mean, on the website, and put in the search field pillow talk. But you can't listen unless you're a premium subscriber.
Gotta be a premium.
Subscribe.
What's going on, Reggie? You all right?
Yeah, it was my context.
Okay. Context?
Context.
So you wear glasses too?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That would be. I've never seen your glasses.
I've never seen your glasses.
Are they
That's
thick?
Weird.
Yeah, they are. You look down.
Do you have like a bifocal?
They're just thick. I don't even know. I don't really wear them like that because I keep the contacts.
That's cool.
I only have them just in case. All
right.
So yeah, my wife got to be a little dumber than me. That's why me and Kit are cool.
Yo, it's not even funny, nor is it cute for you to act like that.
But if you
it
were,
makes you look ugly.
What was your score? Was it less or more?
It was 1 point less than his.
How many?
And less is...
One.
Less is
point what?
So that's less.
Less.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's got
like I said,
it was like 144 and 145.
You gotta keep you a smart, dumb girl on the team.
Oh,
you know what
deck,
I'm saying?
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. If you became terminal, would you advise your spouse to remain single until your death? Be widowed until death or live freely with a man?
Till I die, she gotta be cool till I die. I mean, you're going to get the rest of your life, nigga. Give me 5 minutes.
Right.
Say what now?
Until I die, you gotta keep it cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be parading around in my face and I know I'm
hey,
already
fuck done. A parade. You can't creep.
Yeah,
you
like that.
Now, what if you have like a turnaround at the last minute or some shit? Like they have some like specialty medicine.
No, you're saying the same thing we're saying. You said it like you're disagreeing with us. We're saying no, you can't be with no other nigga.
I didn't say that I was disagreeing with you.
Oh, French Reggie, what about you? You don't mind?
I agree.
But no, at the same time, you agree with what? I'm sorry.
What y'all said.
But see, I don't know if I agree. I was just thinking about it, and I'm just like, wait. So if you know you're going to die, why you want me to be around, like, and watch you die? Nigga, like, that's fucking that tough.
That's
why.
You said the B word.
Listen, don't you remember the vows? I mean.
Right, the fuck?
Like,
apart.
I was the only one crying.
It don't matter. Like, you niggas don't cry.
The fuck?
Like, till death.
No, but legit, like, I'm trying to decide if it depends on what's wrong with me, I guess. Because you know how, like, certain people, like, animals, even, like, when they know about the dog, they, like, go away.
Oh, you know you're talking about if you were terminal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about, like, if I was about to die, I would want the support, you know what I mean? But then at the same time, it sounds so sad.
What if I got a set of twins and one of them was always supporting you?
Oh, my God.
And the other one's with me.
Then I'm just going to put that bitch in the will and you're out.
That's cool because I'm fucking her sister and her, too. I'm
right. So,
you hear the part
so technically, like, he's
out.
Still in it because he's with her, right?
Right? They're switching out.
So Mac's sister wife
I'm saying I got both the twins now. It's a new scenario. I got both the twins. They're
sorry,
switching
Mac.
Out. One of them is caring for you.
Right. It's a whole nother twin.
He can get his own motherfucking twins. One of they switching out. One of the one.
That's some weird shit, yo.
Yeah, that's cool, though. That's cool. That's
yeah,
cool,
I don't though. Know. No, I think but, I need support.
But if I went to prison and I was going to be gone for like a long time, I would tell her just to.
You got
to
take that L if you go to prison.
How long?
Just don't come see me either. Don't write me. Don't come see me. Just, you
what?
Know. Yeah, I'm serious.
What if it's just 1 year, bro?
No, that's not a long time, right. Reggie.
So wait, if you did something bad, you mean?
Whatever.
Or if what if they accuse you and it wasn't you?
Doesn't
Nelson
matter.
Mandela
if I'm going
15 matter.
Years, 10 years, 15 years, I'm like, man, it's.
The fact that you feel like you gotta tell me to go on. Nigga, 10 years? Like, what the fuck I look like? Prison Bay? Like, no. Like, your dumb ass shouldn't have did that crime. I'm not waiting for you.
But what, unless I did the crime for you. If
exactly.
it was a crime I did for you, you better wait to sit your
if
ass down.
If it's some Sons of Anarchy shit.
If it's a crime you did for me, I'm gonna be out here living my best life for 9, and then I'm gonna be a born again version for that 1 before you come home to make sure it's tight. That's
and
it.
I'm gonna go right back to prison.
No, you're not. You're gonna be happy to just get some poom poom and not be getting sold for ramen noodles and Morningstar sausage.
In the first minute, one of those fucking. Several years come back and catch you.
It better not even peek his ass.
No,
out
it's
not.
They ain't gonna do
it's
nothing.
Going,
yeah. I'm gonna be like this crazy nigga getting out. Yeah. He's been in prison for 10 years. Don't call me. I'm changing my number. Like that's it.
Okay. I ain't scared of that nigga.
All right.
Movies be like Cinnamon. Like you told these niggas your name was Cinnamon. Like the fuck out of here.
You want them calling me Kit? Exactly. No.
All right, Dead. Man. So yeah, no, nah, ain't no freedom until I die. I mean,
no freedom. That's so sad.
That's what it says. It said here, fucking to freely be with, live freely with a man. Nah.
Don't sit down.
Nah, ain't none of that jumping off. I don't give a fuck. Nah.
You should see his face.
His
right
face.
Now.
Like, I mean, like,
like.
So
bitch.
when I'm down and I need you, you talking about. You can't wait like that.
Nah,
like, if it's some like, cause I mean honestly,
I'm
like
terminal.
If it's like cancer or something. That's rough. Like, you can't go through that by yourself. That's
right.
Terrible.
All of it, anything terminal is rough. You dying. Like,
I mean,
fast,
not,
quick.
Not
would I get some cancer hand?
What is it?
From whom?
You.
The twins.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I'm sure it'll help you relax.
I'm going to shoot all this cancer up in you.
That's not how that works, dummy. Go ahead.
If it, all right. Is it bad to only talk about yourself?
Is this a real
in
question?
What ways? That's what I want to know.
That is a real question from one of our listeners.
Is it bad to only talk about yourself?
Yes. And
is this a Jay Smooth question?
No. It sounds.
No, I'm
like,
saying, is it something they were going to ask Jay Smooth?
No, this is just to everybody.
Only. That's the bad word. Is it bad to talk about yourself? No. Only talk about yourself? Yes.
Well, I mean, don't. Isn't that kind of what we do, though? We talk about ourselves on here, like, all the time.
But that's just for the time we're in.
Well,
here.
They didn't say it was all good. You could be like, putting yourself down.
That's bad, too.
Yeah. It's narcissist. All of it's narcissist.
Yeah, that's Jay Smooth to a T, though.
Narcissism.
Call that nigga out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
Next. I have no idea.
All right. What are your top three apps you use on your phone? That's the last one.
Top three apps. Slack. Let's not include things like messages, email, or the, you know, like.
Can't
the,
you go to like the settings on your phone and it'll tell you like what uses the most of your battery?
Yes. Yeah. You go to, well, I don't know, on iPhone you can go to settings and then go to battery, and it's going to take a little time to load. go to the last 7 days, though. See that tab? It says last 24 hours, last 7 days.
Oh, mine says last 24 hours.
No, but to the right of that should say last 7 days.
No.
Did you just, I don't know what the fuck. It should like this, look.
I see it.
You don't have that?
I don't have that.
Okay, well, I guess you just got to do
24. Do you guys have sevens or something? Does everybody here have a seven?
Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't matter. Anyway.
Last 24 hours, I have Instagram, Slack.
I told you.
And messages, honestly. Yo,
my shit is Slack, Overcast, which is a podcast player, and Flashlight.
What?
I'll be watching your shit as at night.
Creep.
But my...
Mine's a Safari, Instagram, and Waze.
Okay.
I'm surprised my Waze is not on there more.
And mine is Slack, Uber, and Chrome.
You know what's so sad, Reggie?
Right.
Each person had Slack first. in their top three. Slack was the first one that
yeah.
they said.
Yeah. I'd be on the
it
move
It wasn't even
work.
In year three.
It wasn't even in the three at all.
I'd be on the move at work.
What does that mean? I'm on the move at work,
at
too.
Work. What about the rest of your life? Like, ever. You weren't at the party. Everybody else was there.
Oh. Even Butterfly was there.
Butterfly
Shout
came.
Out to Butterfly for coming.
Like, ooh. Butterfly was there. Snowflake came. Like, a lot of Slack members were in there. Like,
I think
old school Slack. Rose Petal was there. Because Butterfly was like, hey, Rose Petal. And I'm like, oh gosh. Wow. Jay Smooth was there. Sapphire was there. C. Myrtle was there. Like, it was a lot of Slack people there.
No Fritz Rudgedage.
Okay, well. You feel bad though, right? Because I can see it in your face.
No, he was he like, doesn't. I was working on getting some girls.
I was working on some 2-day pussy.
Listeners, if you're not getting the Friday show, make sure you go out and sign up for our premium subscription at raresonnets.register. In case you don't know how to spell rare sonnets, it's raresonnce.com. But I don't think you understand that doing this is not just you getting access to all the shows, the archives, the premium shows that we do. It also really helps us make this show better and better each year. So give
it a look. We can afford to send Jay Smooth on vacations.
That like, y'all, we didn't even mention the fact that he wasn't here tonight.
I didn't think
about it. I didn't even think about
snap.
It.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But yeah, it really helps us become better and better and better. And that's what we're trying to do. What we want to do is make sure we never have to sell ourselves out for some advertisers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
unless it's a whole lot of money.
It had to be. I don't even know if I want to then. Like, I would rather we just have it privately funded.
Howard Stern money?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? If our listeners would just give that $5 a month, it would allow us to really just bust this shit open.
Rush Limbaugh money?
If we have to go to whoever, they're going to be like, well, you can't say that. You can't say that. That's too much.
Rush
we
Limbaugh?
We want to be able to be just wide open with it like we are. But we need participation.
We've said it before on this show many a time.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's
if
got
I,
press.
If I ever get to quit my job, I'm saying some crazy shit. I mean, I know you're probably like, what else could you say that was crazy?
But yeah, you just have no idea, yo.
Yeah. Anyway, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.